Episode 2, Jose's Law. I work for Jose. That's what I do. Lots of us do that. Work for Jose, that is. To hear him tell it, Jose likes staying in a rhythm. He says there's a rhythm inside of everybody, and that staying in your rhythm makes work easier. Makes life easier, too. That's what Jose says. That's what Jose says about staying in rhythm. Now, while Jose takes life pretty much in stride, doesn't get bothered by anything much in particular, he says he doesn't have time for that. Rather, spend his time talking with folks than, too, everybody wanting to talk and do business with him. Far as I can tell, Jose enjoys hearing a good story. He likes to tell them to, sure as all. So he's busy with that a fair amount. Jose says he uses small talk as the starting talk. That's what he says. That's what Jose says about how he talks with folks. Now, while Jose practices a particular kind of communication, you see, his talking is more about how he listens. That's why, people say, what Jose says and does makes sense pert near most of the time. That's what's true. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that about Jose. Face it, embrace it, erase it. Oh, Jose preaches through and through on that. He says that's how we get through the tough times. That life eases up once you learn to just let go. And considering the opportunity for that occasion, letting go and all, it just makes sense. Sometimes, according to Jose, we hold on too long. He says we can't throw a touchdown till we first let go of the football. Same with a basketball, too, for it to go in the net. Jose says life just works that way, pretty much. Jose says we have to let go of certain people, too, at times. There'd be occasion when certain people need to let go of us. Jose says it all balances out. That's what he says. That's what Jose says about letting go. Now, Jose, he just walks and talks kind of friendly-like. Folks say that's on account of him having people's best interest in mind. He has said, more than once, on becoming better versions of ourselves. He says that's what he's trying to do with his time. We all try to do the same. Jose says the more we practice throwing the dart, the more our aim improves. We call that Jose's Law. Basically, we help Jose line up what he calls the cosmic tumblers. He says that's how everyone gets blessed. Jose believes that fate gets all dressed up for us. We just have to show up. Jose says showing up is mostly the point with life. That's how we influence those cosmic tumblers. Jose says life doesn't have to happen to us, it can happen for us. He lives by that, Jose does. That's just how Jose lives. He says life has two important days. One is the day we're born, and the other, the day we discover why. According to Jose, there's nothing more important than knowing that. That's when everything else starts making sense, you know, with life. Now, his way of doing business means always being ready. Even when you don't know what you're getting ready for sometimes. But you stay ready with him doing this kind of work and all. The work that Jose does. The work that ends up being our work. Our work to do, you know, for Jose. You work for Jose, you just stay ready. Some people claim Jose sleeps with one eye open just so he don't miss anything. Jose, he laughs. He don't pay that no mind. He says he sleeps just fine. Especially after a night of the, you know, finer pursuits in life. Works well for us too. We all get to them when we can. Now, while Jose shies away from the bright lights, he's more comfortable in what he calls the trenches. He says life's more real there. Plus, Jose likes to say sometimes you have to get behind the pile and push. That's what Jose says. That's what he says about that. One time he mentioned about giving back. Then he demonstrated it. Still doing it. That sort of thing starts to accumulate after a while. Jose says we have two choices. Get busy living or get busy dying.